Yeah, so August has been very dry for the northern half of the state, really, but the largest departures from normal are in the northwest part of the state, kind of bleeding over to the north central, with really, yeah, the area around the Quad Cities being the driest part of the state this month. So obviously we have to account for today, but for the first 30 days of the month, the Quad Cities International Airport, the long-term recording station there, has observed 0.14 inches of rainfall, which is, you know, if they don't get any more today, will be the driest August on record there, which goes back to the 1920s. The driest August so far on record there is 1971, in which just over 0.3 of an inch fell. So right now, not only is the Quad Cities looking at likely the driest August on record, but the actual amount of rainfall so far this month is half of the previous, or the, I guess you'd say the current record. So it has been extremely dry. You know, the average around that area of the state for August is anywhere between 3 and 4 inches of rain. So that's essentially how much deficit we've had. And combined with a pretty dry July and June, summer has overall been dry for that area.
Yeah, and when you talk about 0.14 inches, that's not even a drink of water. And when you're specifically talking about a 30 to 31 day stretch, that's hardly nothing.
That's right. Yeah, and if we were talking in January, you know, we would still probably consider it, you know, possibly a dry spell, if not a drought. But considering that it's in August when our evaporation rates are near their highest, that actually exacerbates the problem. And so we really didn't see a lot of widely reported impacts until about 2 weeks ago, and the number of impacts both agriculture and in residential areas to the native vegetation have really skyrocketed, mostly because of last week when we had the string of days in the high 90s that really made for a lot of evaporative demand and evaporation from that soil. So any water that plants could get to, or that air could get to, it did. And so that soil, even down to 8 to 10 inches, is very, very dry right now.